all the guys telling me that I only can give out 3 or 4 hugs before the game. So kind of deciding whether I want to just not go out or sneak into the locker room.
If you had to choose 3 or 4 hugs, who are your 3 or 4 hugs going to?
So hard to say, man. So hard to say. Like I said, I got a lot of great memories with that man. A lot of dudes been with teams, man, 9, 10 years, and you know, some of them don't end well, and they don't have good things to say, or they don't have that relationship or just the memories with that organization. I was with them for 4 years, and on the big scale of things, man, you know, a lot of the guys been with a lot of teams longer, and felt like, man, I grew up there. I became a man there, and I was able to just establish myself in this league there. So I don't know who I'm going to hug. I'm going to hug somebody.
So how are you going to turn the switch, though? Because you're talking on glowing.
It's football, man. This is my job. You know, this is the reason why, you know, I had a lot of options. I had quite a few teams that wanted me during free agency, and I picked this team for a reason. Even though that organization did give me my opportunity, even though that organization played a big role in, you know, me establishing myself in this league, this organization, the Carolina Panthers, allowed me to take the next step in my career. You know, that was a big reason why I left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I feel that they were very comfortable with the role that I played there and being one of just the special team guys and being a backup guy. And I just feel like they didn't truly believe in me to take that next step. You know, they have a lot of respect for me, and I know they love me. But at the same time, this is the organization that believed in me and gave me an opportunity to take the next step as a receiver. In my 9, 10 games here, I've played almost 50-60% of the snaps I played in my whole career in Tampa. So, coming here was for a reason, and playing against them is an even bigger reason for me.
Russell, one pass play of longer than 20 yards the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that? Does that need to change for you guys to open some more things up underneath?
Yeah, 100% needs to change. You know what? The thing about this game, man, is that when 2 weeks ago we were looking like the high-powered offense, we were looking like the team that nobody can stop. You know, the last 2 weeks we've shot ourselves in the foot, turning the ball over, not playing, you know, our style of football, so not everybody's worried. But it can change in a week, man. It can change with one play. So we have the weapons. We have the guys that can make the big plays, that can establish themselves down the field, short. They can take a short pass the distance. So we just got to just kind of, you know, be careful what we take in from outside in and know what we can do. Trust our ability, trust the coaching staff, and trust this team. And I honestly think that once the season is over, you know, the story is going to be told. You know, you got to go through a full season really to understand and really kind of put your opinion on certain things. And such a lot of football left to go. So I know it's there. I know we have the type of guys that can do it. We have a quarterback that is explosive as ever, and he can do things. So we just got to just kind of weather the storm and just allow the big plays to come.
Thank you very much.
Real quick, just about
their defense. You obviously know that defense well. How would you describe them, particularly the secondary?
They bend but don't break. You know, they got a well-respected defensive coordinator in Mike Smith. He's been a great head coach in this league. He's been on playoff teams. He's had some of the greatest teams in the Atlanta Falcons, you know, organization, and that rich history of that organization. So he's a guy that's going to have them prepared. They do a lot of different things. They got talent up front in Jerry McCoy, a lot of other guys, and they got some talent in the secondary as well as probably outside of our linebacking core, probably one of the best linebacker cores in the NFL. So we just got to be able to create big plays, be able to take advantage of at times the miscommunication they have on the back end, having new guys like McClain and a few other guys, you know, Ward and guys like that. And we got to punch it in. We got to score touchdowns, and we can't turn the ball over because they're going to give us those opportunities.